Chapter 13, Devotional 8, A Foolish Thing, Counting versus Trusting. In 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verse 10, it says, David was conscience-stricken after he had counted the fighting men, and he said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, O Lord, I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing. David's success and reputation as an anointed warrior was unparalleled. He always sought the Lord and depended on him for victory. Suddenly, things changed, and David gave in to fear. He took his eyes off God and ordered Joab, his commanding officer, to count the troops. David made a decision to quit trusting God and focus on what he could do in his own strength. For me, the issue was not counting soldiers, but counting dollars. Suddenly, contracts ended, and the phone quit ringing. My days became silent and still. Within a few months, my income dropped to less than a third of what it had been. At least the Lord revealed to me that this season was coming and that he was going to use this season to teach me some important life lessons. He taught me to acknowledge him as my only source, that everything else was just a resource. He taught me how to be a better steward over all that he gave us. He wanted me to see that, like David, I had the wrong perspective. He showed me that when I turned to my earning power, bank account and reserves for my sense of well-being, I failed to trust him. He reminded me of his word in Philippians 4:19 that says, My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I came to understand that, like David, I had sinned greatly and had done a foolish thing. While this is normal thinking and behavior for unbelievers, it is not the way God wants me to think or live. He wants all of me, heart, mind, and spirit. He wants me to trust him as my source for everything. He wants me to reject fear, doubt, and unbelief. Child of God, what fears are keeping you from trusting and obeying God? Are you relying on God's strength or your own? I encourage you to ask God to reveal any area of your life where you have sinned greatly and done a foolish thing. Lord, thank you for your grace, mercy, and provision. Jesus, help me to trust and rely on you for everything. I know that you are faithful to always meet my needs. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.